This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and with me we have a new contributor to Audiophile. Well, actually, she's been a contributor to Audiophile for quite some time, Sandy Henschel, but she is joining me for the first time here on Behind the Mic. So welcome, Sandy.
Well, thank you, Joe. I'm delighted to be here.
And I'm so happy to have you. And why don't we just launch into you just telling us just a teeny bit about yourself.
Oh, okay. I've been a teacher. I'm retired now, high school and college. And I've been with Audiophile since 2000. So it's been quite a long time. And at some point, I became a contributing editor. And now I really feel like I'm contributing something because I have these wonderful books to talk with you about.
And I can't wait. So where are we going to begin?
We're going to begin with In the Heights by Lin-Manuel Miranda, Chiara Alegria Hudis, Jeremy McCarter. And it's read by America Ferrara, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and Chiara Alegria Hudis, and Jeremy McCarter.
Okay, now obviously this is a book about the Broadway play and now movie In the Heights.
That's right. And this is a fascinating look behind the scenes. Author Jeremy McCarter makes it sound so appealing that I couldn't wait to listen.
Well, he co-wrote with Lin-Manuel Miranda, Hamilton, The Revolution, which is a fabulous, fabulous book.
It is. And there are wonderful books like that coming out now. More backstage, what went into making the show.
I love stuff like that, too. I love the backstage behind the scenes stuff.
Me, too. Well, In the Heights, in this book, America Ferrara is the primary narrator. And she's just delightful. She's energetic and she sounds honestly excited as she reads. Many of the cast members wrote statements, and then America Ferrara reads them for us, rather than having all those cast members do them.
And it's about being in the show and what the show meant to them. And
yes,
yeah,
an emotional experience for the actors as well. There are also sections of the book delivered by composer-lyricist Lin-Manuel Miranda, and essays that Chiara Alegria Hudis has written that she reads herself, as well as the informative comments by McCarter.
That's really nice. I liked that Miranda did that in Hamilton, The Revolution, and I haven't heard this book yet, but he would talk about the lyrics that he wrote and annotate them almost.
Right. He does that here as well. And some of the most interesting stuff is how he really worked hard to line up the English-sounding words that sounded enough like the Spanish to be able to incorporate them. Just fascinating stuff.
And we should, for people who might not have seen In the Heights or know that much about it, we should just say it really is about a neighborhood in New York, Washington Heights, which is primarily a Latino neighborhood. And everything in that musical is unfolding in that neighborhood. And it really is about community. Well, why don't we hear a little bit? Do you have to set this up at all?
Yes, I would like to. First of all, Lin-Manuel Miranda began writing musicals when he was in high school. I know, amazing. And yeah, then when he was a student at Wesleyan, he had a kind of talent crush on Wesleyan's star student director, M. Graham Smith. And we have a short clip about how he wanted to get that production on with lights and sound and everything.
Okay. This is In the Heights, and the full title, appropriately enough, is In the Heights, Finding Home.
M. Graham Smith, who went by his legal first name, Matt, at the time, was one of Wesleyan's star directors, the senior god, according to Lin. His work was more sophisticated than anything else on campus. When Lynn learned that Matt had started a program called Playwrights Attic to develop new works by student writers, Lynn asked if he could take part. "Sure," Matt said, which was all the encouragement Lynn needed. Lynn had written short musicals in high school, but now he wanted to do something more ambitious, a full-length show that would reflect his world. His head hadn't stopped spinning from seeing Rent 2 years earlier. Jonathan Larson's musical gave him permission to write a story about young people in the present day using popular music. Only Lynn's show wouldn't lean on rock music the way Rent had. If he was going to capture the sound of Washington Heights, the world of his youth, he would need salsa and hip-hop. No one had ever done a show like that before, which was one of the reasons to do it.
You know, I think it is so easy to forget. It's easy for me to forget because of the success of In the Heights and Hamilton and everything those plays have wrought. It's easy to forget how bold that concept was. We're going to hear hip hop on a Broadway stage.
Right. That's the thing. It was hip hop and rock and not something that you usually hear on the Broadway stage. He goes into great detail about the inspiration for his songs and characters. And he's really very candid about his feelings as he watched those songs being prepared or performed, rather. He sings little bits and pieces, just as he did in the Hamilton book, and warm anecdotes about the origins of characters.
That is a great suggestion, and I'm really going to look forward to listen to it. Thank you so much, Sandy.
Thank you, Joe. I've enjoyed this so much.
We were talking about In the Heights, Finding Home by Lin-Manuel Miranda, Chiara Alegria Udez, Jeremy McCarter, and it's read by those three and America Ferrara. You're listening to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Today's episode is brought to you by Penguin Random House Audio, publisher of best-selling nonfiction and fiction titles. Discover titles like The Grandmother Plot by Carolyn Cooney. You can find out all about it and many more at penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/audiophile today. Do it and start listening. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.